You're listening to SBS News.
Marine archaeologists may have made a major breakthrough in their search to find the wreckage of the HMS Endeavour that carried Captain James Cook and the first British explorers to Australia. Researchers from the Australian National Maritime Museum and the Rhode Island Marine Archaeology Project in the United States say the ship may have met its end in Newport Harbour on the US northeast coast. Museum spokeswoman Sharini Attis says the ongoing search has pointed to new evidence.
What we can say is that the reports from the fieldwork at the moment looks like we've narrowed the site of the possible wreck of Endeavour to one particular site of interest.
The Endeavour was scuttled with other vessels in the state of Rhode Island's Newport Harbour during the US War of Independence. Ms. Attis says the museum has been working with the Marine Archaeology Project since 1999 to find the wreckage of the Endeavour and 12 other vessels in the region.
RIMAP for a number of years have been trying to identify the sites of those 13 vessels, and then from there, based on what we know of the other vessels as well as Endeavour, things like dimensions, types of vessels, types of fastenings and woods used, trying to narrow it down to work out which one of those sites would likely be Endeavour.
The vessel, later renamed the Lord Sandwich, plays a significant role in Australia's history, having carried Captain Cook and his crew to Australia and the South Pacific during late 1700s. The search for the Endeavour began with Marine Archaeology Project founder Dr. Cathy Abbas locating historical documents in London. The documents led the team to believe the ship was sunk in the Rhode Island region in 1778. Ms. Attis says confirming whether Newport Harbour was indeed the Endeavour's final resting place will still take some time.
So we believe that it will take some months, could even be well up to 12 to 18 months, to get all the samplings, so wood samples, to do the analysis of the wreck site, to compare that with the records that exist of the time. We do have the plans that were used to build the ship originally. So comparing what they're finding to that research, those ship's plans, to be able to definitively say that, yes, these woods relate to the Endeavour and we have found the Endeavour.
The remains of the Endeavour and the other vessels are the property of the state of Rhode Island. The Marine Archaeology Project has legal ownership, but Ms. Attis is hopeful that if the Endeavour is found, the Maritime Museum will be able to put it on display in Australia. The researchers are due to reveal more details about the findings in Rhode Island on Friday. Joy Joshi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.